Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and a special shout-out to all the over-the-road truck drivers out there, the long-haul drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, men and women, for getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also over on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, out there where it's probably a little warm again tonight, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And they've been waiting for about 20 minutes with the drinks in their hand, the music playing in the background, just so they could give you a round of applause.
Well,
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, thank them. Don't thank me. All right, so there you go. And that's the neighbors next door at the bar that is in the hotel that they're having a good time every night about this time. By the way, they got about 50 minutes to closing time, so that's when the girls all get prettier, right?
That's what we understand.
I love it. All right, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, which is founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got to start the broadcast off with some really sad news to report here in Florida. We've had a police officer ambushed, shot in the head, cold blood. He's fighting for his life right now, and they're looking for a suspect. Now, this happened in Daytona Beach. Police officer over there was investigating something and made a radio call as to the fact he was getting out of his car to go check on something, and he didn't come back on the radio, and they went over and they found him in his location laying in the road wounded, gravely wounded, I might add. Now, there's a $100,000 reward out for the capture of this bird that they're looking for. They've got a car, they've got a plate, and they think they know who it is. What else do you know, Kyle?
Well, that's right, Captain. Tonight, the deputies are on the lookout for someone apparently named Othal Wallace, 29 years old. He's considered to be armed and dangerous, of course, and also believed to be driving a gray 2016 Honda HR-V. It's got a California license plate on it. This is the license plate that they've released in the connection with this. That's 7TNX532. 7TNX532, 2016 Honda HR-V. If you see something like that, of course, contact the police immediately.
Do they have a color?
It's gray, yes.
Okay. All right. And if you see this vehicle, folks, don't try to be brave. Call the police and back off and follow them from a distance, perhaps. But anyway, that'd be about the best thing you could do. And, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the police officer, to the Daytona Beach Police Department and to all those that risk their lives every day, the Brothers of the Badge, we back the blue on this show because not only do all lives matter, blue lives matter. And we're not going to back down and we're not going to let you forget that, right?
That's exactly right, yes.
You betcha. All righty. Well, a couple of things going on here. I don't know which story is more important. The one that came out late last night was the senators now have the framework on a $953 billion bipartisan infrastructure deal. Doesn't mean that they've got the deal put together. It just means that in principle they've got it. Don't know if they had the votes to pass it.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, this is, you know, Captain, this also kind of goes the way that we saw with the so-called voting rights bill. That will be a huge blow, obviously, to the Biden administration and to the Democrats in general. But, of course, they're trying to come out with a pared-down plan. The trillions that were originally proposed certainly just go into the stratosphere and didn't really address actual infrastructure in our country. So obviously this is where the GOP has been trying to make this much more about actually fixing things. And the story we had earlier today, I believe, it was in Washington, D.C., pedestrian bridge, I think, that collapsed.
Yeah.
It points up in stark relief, you know, what is infrastructure really all about?
Now, that bridge collapsed over I-295, which is a very busy thoroughfare going into Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And
exactly.
I don't know what the status is tonight, whether or not they've got enough of it off the road so people can move in a normal manner, but I would be willing to bet that's not the case yet.
Well, no, obviously, because they'll still, I would expect, be doing some investigation to try to determine exactly what happened.
Now, was anyone killed in that?
I don't think anyone was killed. I didn't see a report of that, but I do know there was some damage, I think, to a truck. There was some leaking kinds of fluids or something. And then I think some were injured, but not.
We had something like happen down here in Miami at, I think it was Florida International University a few years ago, where the pedestrian bridge collapsed and it killed several people and trapped people in their vehicles down underneath a very popular area down there. So this is not the first time this has happened. And hang on, Kyle and folks, we're going to come right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And when we come back, Joe Biden has targeted the gun dealers. We knew he was going to. We'll tell you what he's up to. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot at Relief Factor. That's the product that I take as part of my integrated health plan every day of the week, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I take it when I get up around lunchtime because I am an all-night guy, and I take it before the show starts around midnight. Now, the thing it does for me that I can honestly say that's Relief Factor doing it is it helps my problem that I have with the inflammation in my left foot, ankle, and leg. And when it starts up and I take the Relief Factor, if it's swollen up, it'll go back down again, but it'll lower or eliminate any pain I'm having associated with that area, and it'll alleviate the pain right at the source. And a couple of times when I've done some other things to myself, I've taken it, and it's also done the same thing there. Now, the best thing about this product, ladies and gentlemen, it is 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. Now, it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in and also helps the healing process so you're going to get better. It only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And you get it all going by going to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take advantage of the little video that's there. You can look all about it, get all the questions answered that you have there. You'll also see the other products that they have for sale besides Relief Factor. But Relief Factor is the big deal, and it's the real deal for you if you're in pain. $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain. And yesterday I got over a dozen emails from people telling me, thank you very much for telling us about Relief Factors working for me and this, that, and the other. And when I get an email like that, I appreciate that, but I also send it along to Relief Factors so you can hear from Pete or Seth, because when they get that, they like to see those, and they will personally answer that for you. Either that, or you'll have somebody by the name of Roger that'll get back to you tell you thank you very much. So back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, that's interesting stuff here about Relief Factor, I'll tell you.
Oh, it really is. The fact that it works so well and that it's helping so many people, that's really something.
Now, President Joe Biden unveiled new steps to curtail gun violence on Wednesday, including measures aimed at stemming the flow of firearms used in crimes, after pledging to push for sweeping changes to the firearm laws for going on, I don't know, a year or two or whatever. But here's the deal. They say they're going to go after rogue gun dealers. Okay. You know that I go to a lot of gun shows as a representative of one of the gun show people, and I have a table there, and I talk to a lot of people, and I get to see the gun dealers, right?
Right.
They are a very good group of people, the ones that I associate with. They all stick together. They all watch out for anybody that's selling guns that shouldn't be, that might not have a license to do so and all that. They can't be out there selling guns in the parking lot, blah, 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 and all that sort of stuff, because that's where, you know, Saturday night specials come. And, I mean, they watch that like a hawk. So for somebody to say, well, they're getting a bunch of gun shows, they're getting military, they're getting this, they're getting that. No, they're not.
Well, I'm glad that you're bringing this up and saying it so clearly, Captain, because part of the narrative is that they're trying to create is this notion that gun shows are out of control, that this is a mecca for people to go and just get whatever they want and all this kind of stuff. And that's not the case. It's not a lawless community. In fact, it's the exact opposite of that. And so, obviously, the best thing to do is just to counter that narrative with the truth.
And a lot of people, when they come there to sign up for the concealed carry course so they can get their concealed carry permit because they're scared. They're afraid. Walking down the street at night, walking down the street even in the daylight in some parts of the country is extremely dangerous, and you need to be able to protect yourself.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's why when the president... And I think he was reading this thing for quite some time.
He was reading a teleprompter, and he did a very poor job of it.
Yeah, it was really not too good, unfortunately. But it seems, Captain, that it goes to this idea that, again, yes, obviously you don't want guns to be sold incorrectly, illegally, and that's just fine. But it seems like there's a lot more emphasis on the idea that you're simply going to have, more social workers and this kind of thing, as opposed to the message I think the American people want to hear, which goes to your point of people being scared, and that is there are bad people out there who are trying to do bad things. We're going to stop them.
Yeah.
That's the message that needed to come out clear. I don't think it came out that clear.
No, and I am passionate about what I do when I talk about guns because I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in the right to be able to defend yourself. Certainly if somebody comes to break into my place in the middle of the night, surprise, surprise, you're going to get blown right out the door you came in. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. Of course, I'm going to let you get inside, but that's going to be the end of it because you have to let them get at least inside a little bit before you decide to take them out. But and a lot of my friends have been involved in situations where they've had to defend themselves. It's not a pretty sight. It's not easy or for anyone to have to do, to have to pull that trigger to defend yourself when you see a silhouette coming at you or somebody that's got a gun drawn on you already. But here's the thing, Kyle, all right? Joe Biden stood up there, and he was like, that's what it sounded like, a freaking broken record, no passion, no enthusiasm, and you knew he was struggling to try to stay awake.
Yes, this was quite apparent.
This was pathetic.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, not to try to be too humorous, but here's the thing. You're listening there to Joe Biden going on, and I think a lot of people were thinking, bring back Merrick Garland. It was not going well, I hate to say.
At least Merrick Garland had a little bit of passion in what he was doing. Joe Biden was not. And whatever positive nature they thought they got out of Joe Biden yesterday, it went right down the toilet.
Well, exactly. And it's unfortunately we saw a man who doesn't have the fire in the belly.
Yeah.
And for obvious reasons that we know about the physical issues that he's dealing with.
Yeah, and he's not getting any better. He's getting worse. It's obvious by the day. But for him to target gun dealers, and violent crime is surging, and one of the reasons violent crime is surging is the defund police movement and the lack of support that the police have in the blue cities. And I'm going to tell you right now, as I said earlier with the police officer we reported about being critically wounded, shot, ambushed in Daytona Beach, Florida, we've got your back here on this program. We will stand up for you. We are not going to degrade you, downgrade you, anything like that. I was a professional firefighter for 25 years, and there were numerous times where I had to count on a police officer to watch my back so it's nothing happened to me when I was doing my job trying to save somebody's life or trying to put a fire out, because that's what they do. They watch our back. We watch their back.
Exactly. And you can't tell me, Captain, that the ongoing demonization of police doesn't embolden these kinds of suspects.
Of course it does.
Yeah, to do what happened, to what we saw to the police officer. This is, again, it's pervasive now, and it's completely wrong.
And what's really pathetic is the Democrats know, some of them anyway, they know exactly what they're doing when they do this, Defund the police!
Exactly.
They know exactly what that's doing. They know exactly. There's no doubt in my mind. All right, well, let's talk about Kamala Harris. She's finally decided that she's going to take a little trip down to the Mexican border. But where is she going? Probably the easiest place on the Mexican border to not have any problems at all come your way, El Paso.
Well, sure, because it's going to be a photo op. It only took them some 90 days to figure this out. let's go have a softball.
Have you been to El Paso?
I have in many years past.
There are several miles where you can literally walk across ankle-deep water, maybe a little deeper than that. I'm being a little bit facetious here, and walk over to the United States. And there's nothing to stop you except for the fence on the other side. And I have seen more people when I've gone through El Paso running across Interstate 10 trying to get to the other side and disappear into El Paso with the Border Patrol in hot pursuit.
Right. Well, you know, I got to tell you, we'll see how it all kind of works out. But I just don't know that it's even savable at this point. I know we've been talking about, you know, she hasn't gone to the border, but now that she's actually going, I just don't even know if it's even going to do what they think it was going to do. She could have saved this story before.
When we come back, I'm going to tell everybody where she should be going. It's where Donald Trump is going, because it's where the problem is. It's called the Rio Grande Valley, McAllen, Texas, up to Eagle Pass. That's where they need to go. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Amid a rise in gun violence across the country, President Biden announced a series of measures aimed at curtailing the flow of firearms to criminals. The ATF will crack down on gun dealers who break federal laws, and COVID relief funds will be made available to municipalities to help them hire more police officers. But critics say the president's focus on guns won't address the crime issue. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News that any policy should focus on the criminal first.
Well, guns are the instrumentality that's being used, but the real target should be the criminals. It's the criminals who are stealing guns, and then they're selling them in the street to one another, and then they're committing these acts of violence. I mean, what we have seen all over the country just in the last few months really are things out of a Hollywood movie, except it's real and it's tragic. I mean, shootouts on highways. And I think it is the inevitable consequence of when you take crazy, nonsensical ideas and then get elected on them and then try to implement them into policy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
All righty, thank you very much, Mark Walters. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. I had an opportunity to talk to Mike Lindell's personal secretary yesterday. She called me on another unrelated matter. And the fact of the matter is, we now know, and I will announce right here, right now in this show, that on July the 3rd, Donald Trump is going to have a Trump Fest and rally. It's all going to be in one at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arenas, where he's going to be giving his speech. They're going to open the back end up and have a big line of distributors and displays and a band going on and food and all sorts of stuff starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Donald Trump himself will show up at 8 p.m. to give the main speech. And then at 9 o'clock, they're going to have a major fireworks display there at the Robarts Arena. So you can kind of get it all in at once on July the 3rd, the day before the 4th of July, in Sarasota. Now, we were told it was coming to Tampa, but for whatever reason, it's down there in Sarasota. And there's something kind of ironic about this. I'm going to bring Kyle in. Do you remember in Florida where Donald Trump made his first appearance when he came to Florida?
Wasn't it in Tampa, I think?
No, it was at Sarasota.
Okay.
At Robarts Arena.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of repeating ourselves again here a little bit. But anyway, there's a significance behind Sarasota. That's the home of the Florida Republican Party Chairman Joe Gruters and the Vice Chairman Christian Ziegler. And there's a very strong Trump base down there. So it's going to be really something. And I'm going to be there. I've already confirmed the fact I'm going to be there. And I don't know how close I'm going to get to the people I need to talk to. We'll see. We may be doing some sort of broadcast down there. And if we are, that'll all be great, too. So we'll have a front row seat.
Well, that's amazing. Well, and so it begins, basically. Donald Trump back out on the road talking about these things. Captain, it's got to just be making a lot of the Democrat Party elite pretty upset, because they know that, number one, Trump's going to make news. What he's talking about is going to make news. And they can only talk about January 6th and all that so much before they start hearing what President Trump's really talking about. And I'm sure that that's going to get to the Democrat Party elite quite well.
And speaking of making news, if you people want to try to find out about Mike Lindell and his products at MyPillow, just go to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the things they have there and use the promo code CAPTAIN to get the big discounts you'll get, because it'll ask you for a promo code or you won't get the discounts that it shows. And by the way, you've also got a radio listener special page there on that website, MyPillow.com. You'll see even more specials, but you got to use the promo code CAPTAIN to get the prices.
That's exactly right. And, again, so many things to choose from on the website, whether it's the Giza Dream Sheets, whether it's the pillow set, the MyPillow towel set, I should say. All these different things are available there. And all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN.
Now, we've got the New York City primary that took place yesterday. They're doing a vote tally, if you will, because of the way this thing is set up there in New York City. They don't just automatically say, okay, well, we got this person qualified and that person qualified, and away you go. They're going to take, and by the way, the deal with the primary is somebody had to get 50% of the vote to win. And nobody got that. But the one that got the most votes and the closest was the former police NYPD captain, Eric Adams, who took a 10-point lead over the rest of them with a 31.13% first-place finish. Now, we'll see what that does for him. The second-place finisher is the one that's supported by AOC and the current mayor, Bill de Blasio. Don't know what will happen. She's pretty radical, by the way. I've been doing some checking there. I'm trying to get her name here real quick. It's Maya something or another.
Maya Wiley? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Maya Wiley, the lead progressive choice. And then the one that finished in third was Catherine Garcia, the former sanitation commissioner, who holds third place with 19.7%. So that's the way that ran. And Andrew Yang is probably still scratching his head, wondering why people didn't want to hear from him. Well, one reason was he wanted to defund the police.
Yes, exactly right. So it could take another couple of weeks before we actually know who's actually going to be the winner. But you're right. Eric Adams opening up a 10-point lead right now with 31.6% at last.
Yeah, and this is what's called, because no candidate received 50% of the vote, under New York's newly implemented ranked choice system, voters second place, third choice, and fourth, and so on, will be redistributed as the candidates get eliminated in the process. It'll go forward likely into July before they know. That's coming right out of New York, right out of the office itself,
yep,
out of the supervisor of elections.
Well, whatever happens, you know, New York City is in a lot of trouble. De Blasio has done so many terrible things for the city, and so it's got a long way to go. And we can only hope that they're able to pull out of that spiral, basically.
Yeah. And the other thing is the Taliban have now claimed 50 of Afghanistan's 370 districts since May, as the insurgent group has begun pressing into the territory. They also just took control of the largest entry into the country from Pakistan, the border checkpoint there, so they're now controlling that. And, of course, these are places that they have not traditionally held, and the U.S. and NATO troops are preparing to leave after a couple of decades of being there, and it's going to get worse. And, by the way, General Miley said something that I did agree with yesterday. We've got to get these people out because the Taliban will kill them.
That's right. These are the people that acted as translators, did other work for the United States forces and all. And that's right. To say it's a slaughter is an understatement that will occur. Unfortunately, Captain, we may see some other very, very bad things happen in Afghanistan in the coming months and years.
Well, they've set themselves up again for these tribal people to go back in there and take over their territories the way they did before. And also these people would go after control of the country. He who has the most guns, beans, and bullets winds up running the country. So it's really going to get rough for the people that have tried to put together some sort of democracy on their own, similar to a real democracy, not what we have in the United States, because that's not going to work anywhere but here.
Well, see, that's exactly right. And that's where, especially, obviously, right after 9/11 and the invasion of Afghanistan and then subsequently Iraq and so forth, there was so much expended to try to create that kind of democracy, but it has unfortunately not worked.
Now, before we go to break, let me tell you about Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday. He signed three bills, HB 5, SB 1108, and HB 233, which guarantees that the students in Florida will be taught about the evils of communism. No 1619, no CRT, the evils of communism as to how bad communism is and why we don't want it in the United States. And it will be part of the basic curriculum in the Florida schools.
Very, very interesting. You know, and to me, Captain, it's almost like that's putting back what's kind of was already there to begin with back in the day. We understood what the Soviet Union was, for example. We understood what communism
was. We were taught.
Yes, and we understood how the oppression went, how people were not able to express themselves, do what they wanted to do, have the job they wanted, leave. I mean, here's a big one, leave. If you just wanted to leave and go somewhere else, you know, and so it was inherent in the comparison of the two systems, which system allowed for expression and evolution of thought, all these kinds of things that we hold so dear, that now CRT and all this other stuff has come to turn around and say, oh, no, see, the United States is bad.
Yeah.
It has these terrible institutions.
Yeah, well, now hear this. Do you think somebody jumps into shark-infested waters in Cuba to come to try to get to the United States because things are so good in Cuba?
Well, of course not. Yeah, people will do anything and everything just to get to freedom, just to get to that light, that shining city on the hill that Ronald Reagan loved to talk about. And so that's why it's so terrible these days when you have members of the squad or others that just continually want to tear down the United States, obviously for their own political purposes, but it's not true. You know, we aspire to greatness, and they're trying to make it look like, nope, you're in a bad situation.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to let Ron Edwards take us to our break. And by the way, Ron Edwards will be on hour number 4 this morning. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Take it away, Ron.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, that's Donna Fiducia and her husband Don, and I'm thank them very much for doing that for me. Now, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Tell you what, pull on in there and become a member of the Drivers Club. Ask Trucker Eric about it. He's got a whole bunch of points he put together. Same thing for Trucker Mark, a whole bunch of points, and they use them, and they use them. They use those points to save them money on maybe they need a new pair of jeans or a pair of boots, or maybe they need to get something else, but they can use it in the store for different purchases. And of course, you get points for the fuel you buy, the food you get in the restaurant, and the supplies that you buy in the store. Pilot and Flying J, check them out. Pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free cup of coffee to start things up, and then become a member of the Drivers Club. All right, here we go. I had Mike in Denver listening to us on the AM 710 The Answer want me to play this song. He heard it the other night and says, I want to know what that song was that Aerosmith did the other night, that new song they did. Well, it had to be this one.
Yeah.
my goodness. I can play that for the next hour and a half, Kyle.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Standing on Shaky Ground. And Mike, that's what you heard the other night. He couldn't remember the name of the song, but he knew it was Aerosmith. And he said, boy, I had the basses. I had all that stuff. That's the only new song we played by Aerosmith, but it's not new.
No, I think it dates back to about 2012. They had an album called Music from Another Dimension.
It's from another dimension, but it's a good dimension.
That's right.
Keep it up, guys. All right, well, here we go. Widespread heavy rains, localized flash flooding, and severe thunderstorms are possible through Friday from the Central Plains northwestward into the Middle Mississippi Valley and Great Lake region. Now, a potential historic heat wave is possible for the Northwest again this weekend, with numerous record highs likely there. And I'm talking about highs in the state of Washington, Idaho, parts of Utah, and my goodness, Oregon and Nevada that we have never seen before. But go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We're going to have strong high pressure over the Pacific Northwest as we go into the weekend. And you're right. Record-setting heat is going to be in the offing, triple digits at or near 100 degrees in places like Portland and Seattle as well. Portland, of course, I think is going to get more of the heat than Seattle will per se, but it's going to be hot, and it's going to be approaching at or near whatever their June records have been for all time.
You know where Mount Hood is, right?
Right.
They're talking about possibly 90 degrees on top of Mount Hood.
Yes, exactly right.
That just doesn't happen.
Well, precisely. So we're looking all over the map tonight, and we're definitely seeing where these excessive heat warnings are. It's concentrated through Washington State and Oregon as well, western Montana, western Idaho, Boise along I-84. That's an excessive heat watch area, as a matter of fact. Also down I-15 through Salt Lake City. We've also got fire weather warnings there. That's, of course, going to be low humidity, gusty winds, most of the northeastern part of Nevada. Some of all this has lifted off of Las Vegas and the Southern California area, but Las Vegas, for example, Captain, it's still 84 degrees right now on the Las Vegas Strip, and they're also going to see triple digits over the weekend, 105, 107 in those areas. But here's an interesting little tidbit. It's actually going to be hotter in the Pacific Northwest in places like Portland and Seattle than it even will be in Miami this weekend, so that gives you an idea of what we're looking at.
Well, got to go to Nebraska because east of Al, we've got severe thunderstorms and flood watches and warnings and some tornado watches going on all the way from about the central part of Nebraska to the along I-80 to the Iowa line over there to, let's see, a little bit east of Iowa, about 30 miles inland. Looks like it's moving to the east, so you may see it later over towards Des Moines by the looks of things here. And then I-29 coming out of Missouri and going up through Iowa up to Nebraska. You've got rain, heavy rain, and the thunderstorms up there in Nebraska. You've got just general heavy rain and some small stream flooding in the northern part of Missouri tonight. I-70, if you're going across through Columbia, Missouri, all the way over towards St. Louis, you'll have rain almost all the way over there. And then down in the southern part of Oklahoma, coming out, let's see, actually, it's just a little bit east of Oklahoma City, going towards Tulsa, Oklahoma. You've got some high heat warnings in there, but you've also got some storms kicking around, thunderstorms and whatnot. And the pattern there is such tonight that you could have some severe weather. So they've got some warnings and watches up there. Be careful. Then in the western part of Arkansas, coming across I-40 right around Fort Smith and Fayetteville, they've got a warning in there as well. In Kansas, coming up I-35, right over the border, you're going to have a warning there for some not only red flag warning, but also for some weather that could potentially explode. Now, going up into Illinois, the central part of Illinois, to include Chicago, to include the central part of Indiana, to include the western half of Michigan tonight, you've got rain, and there will be, that's probably part of the rain that's going to be moving across, but there will be rain in those areas, scattered showers. And then up to the north of Lake Michigan tonight, Kyle, we've got fog up there. We've got heavy fog up in that area of the country, and be careful up there. And then over to the east, everything is settled down now. Claudette is gone. Don't need to worry about that. Conditions are warm, but conditions are tolerable, and I don't see any real big problems over in the east. But I will tell you that wherever the Flying J is, pull on in there. And for those of you that haven't done this yet, become a member of the Drivers Club. Right, Kyle?
Well, that's exactly right. Become a member of the Drivers Club and also get the app, the My Rewards Plus app. That way you can track your rewards. You can also get other savings as well. Very easy to download and use.
Yeah, and you know what else you can get on that?
What's that?
You type in the area where you're going to see if there's a Flying J. It'll tell you the temperature and the current weather conditions.
Oh, very cool. That's
yeah,
right.
I did that the other night.
Yeah, and you can plan your trip accordingly.
Yep.
Exactly right. And especially for RVers, Captain, it's summertime. People are out there taking trips across the great highways and byways of the land. Pilot and Flying J's right there with you.
Yeah. And by the way, happy birthday to my friend Eileen up there in the Villages. She's been around a number of years. She was the founder of the Villages Tea Party up there that all the politicians can't wait to get to.
Oh, very cool.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep. And they're still around, too, up there. They're still around. All right. Hold that thought. I hear the music in my ear. Folks, we'll be right back after the top of the hour news. So don't forget about that, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. In the meantime, I'm going to let Kathy give you the phone number as we go to break. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.